How are you all doing here in Rishikesh? It's a beautiful place. There's all the time this light atmosphere. Can you also perceive it like this? So the light, just not burdensome, like daily or something. Now I understand that most of you have just chanted, so we will not chant for long, just to introduce this. I would first of all like to welcome all of you affectionately to this second workshop. We gave yesterday the first workshop, where we talked about the fundamentals of absorbed kirtan. As you all know, if you want to, in the case of a tree, if it wants to grow very high and have many fruits, it's very important that the roots go also very deep. And if a tree grows and has roots that are very flat, only in rare cases will he not be uprooted. So if you want to go very deep in your kirtan, then you need to have roots. I remember yesterday when we came back to our room, we walked on the street and there were a few people walking before us, and I noticed, I saw them in the last kirtan. And there was one young man who danced very freely, and he talked to two girls who seemed to be for the first time in the kirtan. And because I couldn't overtake them, there was traffic coming, I was forced to go behind them, and I overheard some words of the conversation. The young man said, "How did you like it?" And the girl said, "Well, that was the biggest dance party I have ever been on." And the young man said to the girls, "But there's much more behind it than just music and rhythm and dance and so on. There's an entire spiritual tradition behind it. And if you practice it, you will really enhance your experience 1,000-fold. He seemed to be speaking like this. And I thought, wow, he got it. and then the girl said, "But you don't practice it." No, I'm just starting to, I'm also a little bit practicing. You know? So I was smiling as I walked behind them. Then the traffic stopped and I could overtake them. And I remember I was just waving at them. They apparently recognized me from another kirtan. And I just, you know, we are in Rishikesh, I just made, "Practice, practice, practice," said like this. So in the same way, I will raise my thumb. I think it's so uncultured, but in a metaphorical sense, I will raise my tongue and speak a little bit about practice. So yesterday we had a practice where we... Who of you was there yesterday? If I just may have a quick show of hands. Good. Good, half number of you. So the practice which we introduced yesterday is to align our body, our mind, and our heart to the chanting. So we will repeat this now. We will do a kirtan and I will guide you into this practice. For those who are the second time here, this is a welcome, a reinforcement of your what we did yesterday. And for the new ones, I will speak it in ways that you can immediately connect. Let us first sit and this is all about divine sound. Let us make a sound we are all familiar with, the sacred mantra Om. Just to do a little bit, collect ourselves and center ourselves. So please sit upright, align your body, the shoulders a little back so that you're really straight. I will one time say it alone, the sacred Om, and then we will intone it three times together. Actually, five times is better. Deep inhale, please. In silence and let the echo do its work. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama align the body, we bring it in connection with the chanting, and here we just sit in the best way we know. We pronounce the mantra very clearly and we listen, just listen. Listen to yourself chanting, please. Let us chant one more time now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Now the next level, the mind. When you enter a river, say the Ganga, you first go feet deep, then knee deep, waist deep, chest deep. So you want to really bring your mind into the flow of the mantra, the sound of the mantra as it goes on, and you want to let the mantra do its work. It's no longer your own steam, your own effort. It's the mantra who works, and you enter the flow. Please now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Full focus. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. And now listen with focus. Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Be in the flow. Yes. Yes. Very good. Now the third level. Rise. Rise like a bird that frolics in the sky. Bring your awareness to spiritual feelings with which you connect with the Supreme Being, who's pervading everything and who's certainly always with you. So let us sing a hymn for him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All of us. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare, Hare. Raise your heart. Yes. One more time, all of us, please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you for participating completely. My dear everyone, do you know that you don't have only one heart, but that you have three hearts? The ancient wisdom texts, the Vedas, mention these three hearts as first the heart which all of us know, second the heart which is often slightly blocked, and third, the heart which needs to really be uncovered. It will become very clear in a moment. The heart which we all know is the mechanical heart, the pump, which, if I remember correctly, pumps an entirety of 7,500 liters. It's not a small quantity. 7,500 liters of blood is pumped by the physical heart through the body each day. Whoa, what a machine. The second type of heart, which in our way of life in the modern age, or let us call postmodern times, is often blocked, is the emotional heart. We are very careful to show our true emotions because we have been disappointed. We have been sometimes misunderstood. We have been very vulnerable at the wrong place and so on. So we are, of course, socially polite. How do you feel? Fine, we say, but we will not say what we really feel. It is slightly blocked and can be opened in good association, in trusting sangha, no? And when you have real people with whom you walk the way, not only talk the way, but walk the way, you can start to free that. But these are all, these two hearts, the physical and the emotional heart. Let me give you an analogy for the second one, because I want to make it very clear. Who of you has been in Italy? Good. When the Italian says, amore, it's love. Will he touch here or will he touch there? Amore. They are very connected with the emotional heart in these southern areas, because maybe because they drink a lot of olive oil or eat them. It's very well oiled, you know. So, especially we Germans, or go up to Sweden and Norway, where my ancestors come from. Ooh, that is not so available, these emotional hearts. But then, and this is most important, it comes the spiritual heart. And if you can find the access to the spiritual heart, all the other hearts will profit tremendously. The scriptures compare our human body with a house. We are inside the house and look through the windows of the house onto the street, perhaps. In that body house is a very special place. That's the heart. That is the energy giver of the house. Without the heart, rip out the heart. I don't know if it can go on. I don't think so. You can rip out a kidney and sell it in China. Hare Krishna. You meant to laugh here. These German jokes, they are different. and I don't know, you can do without a hand even, and so on, but without the heart? Not possible. That is a very special room in the body house. But inside that house is into that heart space, there is a very special little room. It is a mystical room. The entire universe can fit into this. It's the Dahara Akash, where you, the soul, live, and where the Supreme Self lives, and where Eternity Self lives, Eternity. Find that space, that sacred space in the house of your body. Whatever you search for outside, you will not find it outside. You will find it inside. God, the soul, eternity, find that sacred space. This is a mention of the Vedas. So if you can manage to chant from that place, my dear everyone, your perspective will open and you will think there was a thick curtain all around in my life, and I didn't see all my all this. I didn't see pure love that is not disturbed by hurt or disappointment or expectations. I didn't see myself like that. Of course, I had some knowledge about my nature and my character, but not like that. That brilliant eternal being, you know, that part of God. And the art, or the key to that space, which will change everything in your life, is bhakti. Bhakti has variously been translated. It can mean love. It can can mean devotion. It can mean ecstasy. Oh, I would call it silent ecstasy inside, to express the tender nature of bhakti. Silent ecstasy, which then manifests in visible symptoms of ecstasy. Bhava, bhakti bhava, be in the bhava. I think you know these terms a little. My spiritual teacher has expressed it from the perspective of the Garuda Purana. He said he wanted to speak about active love as being bhakti, not a passive love. You know when someone whom you love in this world says, could you bring me a glass of water? And you say, why don't you get it for yourself, darling? Is the darling a true word? Do you mean it? He would say, that's not love, you know. I've asked you something. So bhakti, the bhakti bhava, is always manifested in service. You want to please the other one. So the active love, active devotion, that is the never get old. I can only, oh my God, the knees when you get old and you've danced your whole life. So that bhakti we want to access in this workshop in a realistic way. But first of all, your spiritual practice can become mechanic when you do it repeatedly. Do you know this? You do yoga, no? You do svadhyaya, self-study, the wisdom texts and so on. But it can also all become mechanic without these feelings of true bhakti. Let me give you a well-known story. Once there was a saint. His situation was he was chanting all night long before his hut. He did the japa, the silent meditation. He coordinated the japa with his breath and so on. So one fine night, the full moon was rising, he heard a crackling sound in the forest, and a tiger had been seen, so he was discomforted by the sound. And the crackling sound came closer and closer. And soon he saw from where it was coming. It was not a tiger, it was a lady. She was running through the forest. She came to where the clearing in the forest, and she ran on top of him that he fell on the ground, and she didn't even notice, and continued further and disappeared in the forest. Wow, said the saint. That was not nice. A few hours later, in the morning, it was still dark, you know, dawn was just starting. He heard the same crackling sound. Someone was running through the forest. And as he looked in the direction, it was the same lady who came in his direction. So he thought, not again, please. But this time, as he moved back to give way to the lady, this time she noticed him and stopped in her tracks, paid her obeisances. With tears in her eyes, she said, my life is blessed. I have met a true sadhu, a true saint. So the saint was amazed, and the words slipped out of his mouth. But you came already this way. What is different now? The first time when you came, you ran over me. I fell on the ground. It was not pleasant. I'm a little old now. And now this respect, can I believe you? That you give your obeisances? Can I believe your words? You were so out of your mind. And the lady said, oh no, did it hurt? Yes, a little. But tell me, what was in your mind when you came the first time and just ran over me?" And the lady said, "I was going to my lover down the banks of the river where the reeds are growing, and I was thinking of laying with him together. And then when I came back, Hogya, it was done. He went his way, I went, and I quickly went back so that no one would notice and they would find me in the morning in the bed and not suspect me of having a romantic affair down by the riverside." On that day, the saint learned more about spiritual practice than he had ever understood for his life. He understood that when you are absorbed in feelings, you don't observe the world around you any longer. You are in your own world. Of course, he understood, I'm a saint, I'm living in celibacy, I will not imitate the lady, but I have to stop my mechanic practice and become absorbed with feeling. And this is the idea of bhakti, to become absorbed not with ordinary feelings, with the feelings from the deepest core of your heart, to become absorbed. And that is possible if you enter into what is called a viraha. What that is, you will hear in a moment. But maybe I should say it now. This devotional feelings are the steam that moves the engine of your life forward. Just like a locomotive, you know what that is? Which runs on steam. They have a water and they boil it, and then the steam wants to come out with pressure, and that pressure is diverted to the wheels and the whole thing moves on. So you have to contact spiritual feelings, and the most mature, easy to contact devotional feelings is longing. A feeling where you understand, I'm separated from my spiritual perfection. I'm separated from the world of reality. I'm living in shadows. I'm talking to shadows. The world knows me as another shadow figure. I want the reality, the substance of spiritual life. I want to awaken from the dream of material life and want to be connected with Krishna and with God. An idea how this is taught in the tradition is by giving examples. There is one type of bird who somehow drinks only pure rainwater. I don't know what's the biological story here, but these birds fly into the rain cloud and they drink that fresh, pure water which sustains them. The water is so essential for them that they can do with a whole year without the water, and they wait for the monsoon. But when the monsoon comes, they will fly, they will rise, they will call something like pia, pia. That's how the sound is. Much more bird-like, this was human-like. And they will drink eventually when they reach the cloud, the water. So in bhakti, we want to also rise. We want to rise our tired heart. We want to raise, is the word, raise our tired heart, and we want to reach the Supreme. And we express that through kirtan, just like the chataka bird, this cloud bird, reaching his perfection in this way. So, how do we do this? Are you ready for the, now the workshop can start, practical workshop. Viraha, feelings. Don't be afraid of feelings. you have been maybe your task is not in the beginning to look for love. Your task is to look for the walls that you have built in your heart against love, against bhakti. Be open, be non-judgmental. Give yourself the chance to enter into an undiscovered area, the vast, vast, vast Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the ocean of bhakti. What do you all think? Sounds okay?
Yes, completely.
And do you understand? It is only through our hesitation that we sometimes think, oh no, this monk who is talking to us, oh no, he is he's from Germany, I don't like the Germans, you know, or we feel, oh look, he's from a specific spiritual orientation. My dear everyone, I don't want to convert you to any direction. This is not the idea of bhakti. We understand that everyone is a part already of God. There is no need to become anything. But we need to uncover it and to chant with the spiritual heart opened. That is the ultimate way. Good. So I will give you now some guidance in doing this. This is always the discussion, what raga, what melody, and some we have the evening raga, but that we have to sing in the evening. Can you sing many melodies, or is melodies is a challenge for you?
Many.
Yes, that is the best one. We take a raga which we transport into the European tonality, so then everyone can feel feel the. Oh, it's so good. I will tell you a verse meant to connect us. It's a Buddha Shruti verse. Oh, my Lord, for so many long years, I've been totally absent in our relationship. This has become so bad that I don't even miss the relationship and the sweetness which is available there. But today I will make a serious effort to turn to you. Please accept me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, stage of Hatha Yoga now. Please bring your mind to your heart, the heart space. You can do this through breathing. Some find it easy to imagine that there, the stream of the air goes from the nostrils into the heart. Those who are not in the breathing, pranayama, they imagine a nose right over their hearts, and they breathe into the heart. Let's do this a little bit. Deep heart breath, please do. Deep inhales. The exhales will happen automatically. And each time you breathe into the heart, just check the feelings there. We want to open that space. Deep heart breath. Okay. Now from that heart space, chant. It will happen automatically that some feelings will arise. Let's do this now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Very good, very good, very good. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Chant now with some longing. Please start now. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hey, go! Hare Krishna. you notice the speed has picked up. Perhaps also the intensity of expression. But please be careful. Stay anchored. Stay in the heart space. And even should you, you know, whatever happens, we never know. Stay there and address from there, sing from there with a good voice. Please chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Try again to go to that space inside. We bypass our mind traffic and we connect with that need of the soul for a higher connection. And from that need, that type of longing or viraha, we chant to the one with the many names. Okay, let's take a deep breath now in and sing. Hare Krishna.
Very good.
Hare. please come to room awareness. Give yourself the time you require. Thank you very much. So, in conclusion, the idea of this workshop was to chant in the Bhakti Bhava, the feelings of devotion, which can change our mechanic or sometimes also outward singing of kirtan and bring it to a transformative experience. Did you notice how our om at the end was just different from the om which we chanted in the beginning? No? Yes? Middle?
It was deeper.
Deeper, no? Because we are going to that, it's a journey to that sacred space inside. There is a European poet who says, if you want to teach people how to build a ship, a seagoing ship, don't teach them about wood, hammers, nails. Teach them the longing for the wide ocean. Once they have this finished, this was finished of the quote, but once the longing is there, the feeling, you will figure out everything. The people who really want to cross the ocean, they want the vastness of the ocean, they will know soon, they will inform themselves, this is how you put the nail into the plank and this is how you connect the planks and so on. So in bhakti, this is so relieving. Not so many techniques are required. If you can develop this longing, because you are aware, you're not sleeping any longer, of the need of the soul, wow, then everything will come very, very nice. It was very nice to be with you, my dear everyone. I will also, with one tear and one crying eye and one laughing eye, say goodbye to you. I will go into a car now and go to the Delhi airport. I will fly to South India and so on. And I won't have your association. It was honor to be with you. Yes, why honor? No, well, because you are all cultivating spiritual awakening. It's an honor to be with such personalities. Very great. Please forgive me if my way of saying is sometimes a little too German. I wish you all the best. Kalyanho, may you be blessed. May you use your time properly and never forget that one thing, that cloud above our head with a pure rainwater of love, no? And you will fly there. Thank you very much, and Hari Bol. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming to us.